Welcome to the Healing the Past with Compassion meditation. We can use compassion and the care circuit within ourselves to target painful memories in order to change how they impact us. We can't change what happened in the past, but we can certainly change the emotional valence or power of the memory. We can unlock the memory, expose it, and update it. This will allow us to process the traumatic energy embedded in the memory. We can address unresolved emotions so that they no longer cause us distress. Let us begin. Make sure you're seated and comfortable. With your eyes closed, become aware of the compassionate space you are about to create to nurture and heal yourself. Notice your breath. Feel the air moving into your nostrils or your mouth and into your body. As you breathe in, as you breathe out, and if your mind wanders, with a gentleness, just bring your attention back to your breath. Let us get in touch with your compassionate adult self. For many of us, it could be hard to be kind to ourselves, to be compassionate toward ourselves. But let us start imagining ourselves being kind and nurturing and protective toward a friend or a loved one who is suffering. How would we respond to a young boy or a young girl who's going through a difficult time? And just notice the compassion that arises within ourselves, a desire to help, to comfort, to embrace. You may doubt your ability to be similarly compassionate towards yourself, but know that this person, the one who can be compassionate with others, is within you. You may also want to get in touch with your nurturing or protective or wise figure. With the knowledge that you will be going into a distressing memory, bringing all of your allies that you want with you on this healing journey. Now find a distressing memory you want to rewrite, update, and work with. I recommend not starting with anything too traumatic. scale where 0 is no distress and 10 is highly distressing, you may want to start with a memory that is a 3 or a 4. If this exercise becomes too distressing, please stop and do something nurturing for yourself. Once you have decided on a memory you want to update, keep that memory in mind. You can start from the beginning of that memory and just really thinking about what it evokes within yourself. And if it is too painful, try imagining the memory as you were watching it on a screen in a movie theater. And really getting a felt sense of what you notice in your body. And ask what image represents the worst part of this incident. When you think of the memory as a whole, what is the worst part of it for you? What do you notice feeling in your body? What feelings are coming up for you? Anger, sadness, shame, fear. What negative beliefs do you have about yourself? I am, and then fill in the blank. Try to put the memory and its attached emotional content to the side for one moment. Next, get in touch with your compassionate adult self or the inner ally that you have chosen. And invite them into that memory. Once again, thinking of yourself within that time, experiencing the events that you did. Maybe even imagining a younger version of yourself experiencing that. And where are you in that memory? And allow them to be with you in whatever way feels good. Some might want your figures in a corner, or maybe you just want them close to be held. Allow them the freedom to show you love and care and the spirit of protection, nurturing, and wisdom. In your suffering, what do they say to you in this moment? What loving gestures are they offering? Can you be open to their love? How do they protect you in this circumstance? Or maybe it's just simply nurturing that you need, or wisdom. Just allow yourself to hear what they have to say to you in this moment. observe how it feels for you to receive their love and support. Now that you have felt their care and their nurturing and protection and wisdom, what positive beliefs do you have about yourself now? I am, and then fill in the blank. Once you have a positive belief, begin tapping using your bilateral stimulation until it feels good, positive, and strong. Only use the bilateral stimulation if you have a positive belief. And so just continue the bilateral stimulation as you think of that positive affirmation, I am, and then fill in the blank. And repeat that phrase over and over using the bilateral stimulation. And when you are ready, feel free to open your eyes. Take an additional moment to revel in the good feeling, placing a hand on your heart, and extend gratitude to yourself for the good work that you did. I wish you well on your healing journey.